Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with the second hour of Swing Time today. And my thanks, as usual, for John Yule. I agree with John that it wasn't necessarily his full type of show today, but he played some excellent music and some unusual stuff as well. So thanks, John, for a very, very entertaining first hour. And thanks also for helping to choose my first track today. This crops up with his announcement in the gig guide of the Keith Peters concert next week at Farm Road, when they will be featuring the work of Buddy Rich. I understand that probably included in the show will be the West Side Story Suite, but Buddy Rich certainly qualifies for the swing time part of our recital. He played his dues, he paid his dues in the swing era. And that track we've just heard was his big band, recorded at the Shea Club, and the track was entitled Big Swing Face, which certainly falls in line with Buddy Rich's contribution to jazz. But of course, swing doesn't just relate to the period of the swing era, the period just prior to 1939 and for some time afterwards. It can apply to anything. Indeed, here is a rather modern group, and certainly the fingerprints of swing are all over it. It's a track that was featured by Count Basie, composed by one of Basie's men, played here by the MJQ, and it is called Topsy. Thank you. Well, the MJQ had its origins as an intermission group, give the guys in the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band a rest, way back in the late 1940s. So, really, none of the MJQ members had a great deal to do with the swing section, period. But I don't think you can argue that that track was out of place in our swing time programme. The MJQ for that recording, which was on an album called This One's for Basie, were, of course, Milt Jackson vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath on drums and Connie Kay on drums. It was recorded in the RCA recording studios in New York City in June, 3rd or 4th of June 1985. Topsy. And indeed, those swing time men who broke the mould of the kind of music that was prevalent with Goodman and his small group, Artie Shaw and his small groups, were also aware of the swing aspect of the music they were performing. One of the very early individuals to start to change the way that music, jazz music, was developing in those days was Charlie Christian. Had a relatively short life. He died of tuberculosis in 1942, which is some 2 years after this recording that Christian made with Benny Goodman. This is a Benny Goodman septet recording, and I think you would agree that Charlie's input, whilst based firmly in the swing era, is looking to the future. The track is called Charlie's Dream, and the makeup of the group is Charlie Christian guitar, Lester Young on tenor, another individual who you might say had some part to play in the new music that was to be coming after 1940s, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Buck Clayton trumpet, Count Basie on piano, Artie Bernstein bass, and Joe Jones on drums. A recording that was made in New York on the 7th of November 1940. It's called Charlie's Dream. Thank you. Inspired introductions into the Benny Goodman groupings at that time, with Charlie Christian indicating the way that music was going to go. Good to think now, though, that despite in those days when enthusiasts were not quite as broad-minded as I think they are today, that we can enjoy the MJQ and Charlie Mingus, along with the swing era period that we just heard from Benny Goodman. And of course, the idea of swing doesn't just relate to America, although that's where the style originated. Jazzmen from all over the world follow the rules. And as here, with an old favourite with many, I guess, swing time listeners, even though this is not a grandstanding performance of a tune which is called Making Whoopee, no, there's no question that the swing aspect still applies. The trumpet player is the late Pat Halcox, and he has with him the rhythm section from the Barber Band, which did not in this instance contain Lonnie Donegan, but it's a kind of a quartet with Pat laying down some really mellow sounds. Here is a Making Whoopee. Thank you. Recorded in London on the 16th of May 1961. That was the late Pat Halcox on trumpet, Eddie Smith guitar, Dick Smith bass, and Graham Burbridge on drums. And Pat Halcox, of course, a long-time member of the Chris Barber band, and in fine form there, I thought, not understated, and very pleasant to listen to. I hope you do agree. Another Brit on the turntable now, but one who left the shores of Great Britain quite some time ago. I think it would be about 1947, 48, when she married a jazzman. His name was Jimmy Mike Partland, and she has remained in the US ever since. A pianist who certainly has learned from the changes in jazz styles over the years. And here, with Marion playing the leading role in a Harbach Jerome Kern piece called Yesterdays, she's accompanied by Bill Crow on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. Here is Marion Mike Partland playing Yesterdays.
Thank you.
A fine performance there from Marion Mike Partland, who I think ably demonstrated that her piano thoughts had not just stuck bike with those early days in the late 1940s when she left Britain, and has maintained a very high standard of jazz piano in the time that she's been in America, and indeed has some fine albums to her name. That is from an album called, I believe, Marion Mike Partland and Friends, 85 Candles, which was a nod in the direction of her age, and I didn't want to mix it up with the well-known comic approach when we were favoured by the two Ronnies with the Four Candles situation. No, that was excellent piano, and I hope you enjoyed it. My next track, I hope, will please at least one member of listeners to Swing Time today. I do know that from time to time when I select a track to play, and I do endeavour to show on my hour anything from Scott Joplin through to John Coltrane. Not all at the same time, of course. And there are times I am aware that my colleague, Mr. Yule, might give the thumbs down to one of the tracks I select. But I hope he won't do it with the next track. So here for you, John, is Charlie Bird on guitar, John Goldsby on bass, Chuck Redd on drums, and a special guest, Scott Hamilton, playing Bernie's tune. It was recorded at Penny Lane Studios in New York in August 1988, and this is specially for you. Well, I hope John enjoyed that, and that's not one of the tracks, or one of my tracks, I should say, which would get the thumbs down approach. I know that Scott Hamilton is very much a musician who John does enjoy listening to, and I hope you did as well. The theme I've had, the very rough theme I've had today, is in line with the name of our programme, Swing Time. But I have to say about jazz, and you probably feel this as well, that sometimes you can't just necessarily sit back and enjoy it, although the idea of listening to jazz, I suppose, is enjoyment. There are musicians who, in fact, you really have to think about when they perform. And one man that has that effect on me is bass player Ron Carter. And, of course, one of Ron Carter's more important and incisive decisions are the people that he plays with. The idea of thinking about what Ron Carter lays down, I think, comes up in the next track, which is the Hammerstein-Romberg tune, Softly in a Morning Sunrise. But I do think you've got to think about what Mal Waldron on piano and Ron Carter on bass particularly lay down here, especially with the room they give to Eric Dolphy on alto and bass clarinet. This is quite a long track, but it does pay dividends if you think about what the musicians are doing here and interacting with each other. This is Softly as in a Morning Sunrise with a group led by bass player Ron Carter. Thank you. Well, I hope you agree that with the bass player there, we really did have not just an idea of giving the normal sort of jazz performance. And Ron Carter is certainly a bass player who I think makes you think. I mentioned that I had loosely based my programme today on our phrase Swing Time, our programme's name, and I want to go, towards the end of the programme, I want to go out with the same thought. When Cootie Williams left Duke Ellington, his first port of call was with Benny Goodman, and indeed he played along some excellent jazz with Goodman and Charlie Christian. But following that, he formed his own band, and his own big band, and this lasted till about 1948. I've selected, and this really is in the middle of swing time, a selection that was a broadcast from the Savoy Ballroom in New York on the 12th of February 1945, when, of course, the Second War, World War, was still raging, and many of the big bands had lost quite a number of their personnel. So, for me to read out the players, the musicians on this group, we would arrive at a lot of not-so-well-known names, like Frank Powell, Ed DeVale, Ed Burke. And in this quite large orchestra that Cootie Williams had put together, the names that you might recognise are George Treadwell on trumpet, Sam the Man Taylor, who in fact plays the takes a tenor solo on this next track, and an alto player who is rather surprising to find that he actually featured with Cootie Williams, although it's